How do you like your grits?
My name is Ben Blanton, and I'm from Tucker, Georgia. I prefer my grits the savory style with salt and maybe cheese. I have had sugar grits before, but not one of my favorites.
My name is Venus Prather, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I take my grits with butter and black pepper.
Would you ever consider doing sugar?
No, this don't taste good. No, sugar go in cereal. Grits are not cereal.
Sweet, salty, buttery, cheesy. How you flavor this dish calls into question your taste and also your Southern identity. Here to talk about the history of grits, in the South at least, is Virginia Willis. She's a chef and cookbook author, and she has written an entire book on grits. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So what is a grit?
Grits are ground corn.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. So what makes a grit different from, say, oatmeal in terms of the way we cook them?
There's really not that much difference in terms of cooking. Of course, oatmeal would be made from oats, but both are grains or whole grains.
And they're boiled?
And they're boiled or simmered.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So can we just talk about, first of all, why people are so emotional about this? I mean, I realize that food is an emotional topic, but I'm looking at the title of a blog somebody wrote on this issue, and the title is "Why People Who Like Sugar on Grits Should Be on the Terrorist Watch List."
I guess she thinks grits are pretty serious business.
Yeah. So why? Have you encountered this?
Well, I think the thing about grits is that as a Southerner, it's so much part of our identity, and food is so much part of identities and for people in general. And then I think that in the South, food is so very important. It really does just sort of tap into things. But I'm not certain I'm not that familiar with the sugary grits.
You aren't?
No.
So you've never eaten sugary grits?
No. No. I would say that that's more of a not Southern thing, perhaps more of a Northern thing.
Well, I have one of our own, Josephine Bennett, says, "When I moved here in 1991, I thought they were the same thing as cream of wheat. Of course, now I know the difference and love them with salt, pepper, butter, and always homemade."
Yes.
So it's possible that if someone does confuse them with, say, an oatmeal or cream of wheat, that they'd put brown sugar in it.
Yeah, for sure.
But why is that not good?
Oh, I don't think it's not good. It's a personal preference. So a traditional Southern way of cooking grits would be, you know, simmering them in water, and then adding butter or salt and pepper at the end. And then there's, you know, the other things like cheese or garlic or things like that. I think that at the basis, if you think about grits, that it's like it's poor people food, right? It's ground corn.
Right, because it's so cheap.
It's so cheap. So sugar would have been expensive. So in the beginning, for certain, it wouldn't have been traditional to have sugar because sugar would have been more expensive than the ground corn.
So when I here's another comment. When I said we're going to settle the great grit debate, a friend of mine from Brooklyn says, by making hash browns, how did...
Oh, that's sad.
I know. So, but how did grits become such a Southern staple?
So corn grows very well in the South. It grows on the coastal South, the deep South, the Appalachian South. It grows all throughout. And it's a wonderful crop in that it grows and can be harvested for months at a time. So when corn is growing in the field in the summer, it can be harvested as long as the corn is being produced off the stalks. And then at the end of the season, when it's getting towards the end of summer, when it's getting towards fall, the corn can remain on the stalk, dry on the stalk, and then it's ground. The kernels would be then ground for cornmeal and for grits that would be eaten in the wintertime.
And they last really
and
long
time. And it lasts, yeah. So it's a very sustaining grain. It can be eaten fresh in the summer and then throughout the year. So the South has always been a very poor region, so we were perfectly set up to become grits lovers.
How did grits sort of enter our cookbooks, at least? Was it usually used alone? In other words, that it's the main side dish? Or did people start using grits in other recipes?
Well, I think in the beginning, you know, going back to the fact that it's like it's poor people food, it's gruel. It's, you know, gruel in Scotland is oatmeal, gruel in Asia is rice, gruel, you know, I mean, there's...
Oh, gruel is not a specific thing.
No, it's like a porridge.
Right.
A soupy grain. So in terms of in the beginning, I would imagine that grits were simply served plain, cooked with water and salt and pepper, perhaps, and that's it. Yeah. And then
it needs at least some pepper.
Right. And then I think that, you know, if you just think about it, so you have this carbohydrate, and then someone's having a piece of cheese for breakfast at the same time, or lunch, or whatever it may be, and because the cheese is the protein, and then there's like a little happy marriage, and it's like, wow, that cheese tastes great in my grits,
and it does,
right? So, and then in terms of becoming more popular, you know, people just started realizing that it's sort of this like wide open canvas that you could put other things into.
So on Twitter, right now we have a poll going. There are zero votes for sugar in our grits debate Twitter poll. Salt has 100% of the vote. If you're just joining us, my guest is chef and cookbook author Virginia Willis. I am holding in my hand Grits by Virginia Willis, so she literally wrote the book. Fred Burton on Twitter does not believe there can be all that many people who actually sugar their grits. He tweets, just a few renegades, hashtag no sugar on grits. And Kenneth Gibbs tweets, he takes his grits with salt, pepper, butter, cheese optional, sharp cheddar, or Parmesan. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to read you this thing from Amy Condon down in Savannah, who says sometimes she puts grilled onions and crumbles of turkey sausage into her grits.
Oh, I love Amy.
Well.
She's a good friend of mine. That's awesome.
Well, there you go.
Small world. Yeah.
I know. So what, I mean, grits, because they're just a grain, they can basically be the background for almost anything you add.
Definitely. So I often serve grits for supper. I don't cook them for breakfast because the grits that I use are stone ground grits that, not like Joe Pesci was talking about in the clip in the beginning.
Instant grits.
This 15-minute grits, that's practically a quick grit. So stone ground grits are going to take 45 minutes to 60 minutes to simmer. So
Really stone ground?
Yeah, they really are.
Like with stones?
Like with stones, hence the term stone ground. They're two giant wheels that are made most often of granite, and they have sort of ridges, and they rotate in opposite directions, and it
crushes them. Why is that better?
Well, the stone ground grits are whole grain. That's the part that I think is so exciting, because everyone assumes that Southern food is unhealthy, mm-hmm. and grits in and of themselves are not unhealthy. If they're whole grain, we all know how whole grains are good for us. So it has bran, it has the fiber, it has heart-healthy fats, all of these things. So stone ground or whole grain, and then depending on what you cook them in, you can cook them in water, you cook them with stock, you could cook them with milk. There are many different things. That will, of course, affect it. But they're this sort of wide open. You can cook them with onions or sausage or add. I cook them and I'll add sautéed collard greens or sautéed spinach. It's delicious.
And you call yourself a grits missionary.
I am a grits missionary for sure.
What does that mean?
Well, I always say that if you don't like grits and the only grits you've ever had involve a microwave and a cup, of course you don't like grits because you've not really had the real thing.
You're speaking to our producer, Sean Powers.
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah.
So whole grains are delicious and good for you. Quick grits and instant grits, they remove the bran, they remove the germs.
Because that would take longer to cook.
Well, it's because they contain fats that are not shelf stable, and so they'll go rancid. So they take, they take all the good out of the corn, and all that's left is starch. And then that starch is cooked and spread out in great big sheets and dried and then reground. So it's like all the soul has left the corn, and it tastes like paste.
Yeah.
If one would eat paste.
You might even be able to make paste.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah. So real stone ground, whole grain corn, if you cook it plain in water, you can really, you can taste the corn.
Do you eat oatmeal?
I do eat oatmeal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, do you use it the same way, but you prefer grits?
No, well, it's like apples and oranges. I like both fruits, right? So
okay.
they're completely different. Used for different things. Yeah. I do the overnight oatmeal that's so popular now because it's a quick, easy
in the
breakfast.
Mason jar,
and, yeah, exactly. And it's like easy to fix. I most often prefer grits for supper or for brunch when there's a little bit more time because, you know, I'm a busy person and getting up in the morning and cooking grits for an hour isn't on my list of things to do.
Okay, so we got another one that says, Robbie Medwed says, I often make grit cakes. I treat it the same as polenta. You advise, you're nodding your head. That's advised?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's nice. Polenta and grits are practically the same thing. They're both ground corn.
Okay. And then we have one from Sam Burnham who says, grits go best with fried fish and hush puppies. So it sounds like he agrees with you that they're more of a lunch or dinner.
Yeah. And there's a tradition with that, though, because fried fish is, of course, most often coated in cornmeal. And cornmeal and grits, there's a fine line literally between them because it's just the size of the
one's ground more.
Exactly.
Okay, and last tweet here, Catherine Napkina writes, oh, this is on Facebook, I don't care for sugar on my French fries or rice. I don't care for ketchup on my eggs. I prefer grits with shrimp. I prefer oatmeal with butter, but I think food preferences are just preferences. And that's kind of what it comes down to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's though there are cultural reasons.
Yeah, if you're in the South, it looks like you're going to put salt and butter on your grits. Virginia Willis is a chef and cookbook author. Virginia, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.